Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Dvar Musar. I thought we should continue for a little bit learning Pirkei Avos. It was very geschmack learning Pirkei Avos before Shavuos, so we'll continue. And we're going to start from the beginning of Pirkei Avos, the very, very, very beginning, Perek Aleph. So the introductory Mishnah customarily said before starting Pirkei Avos is Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. It's really a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Every member of Klal Yisrael is guaranteed a chelek, a portion, an olam haba, in the world to come. Shenemar, as it says, Va'amech kulam tzadikim. Your whole nation are all tzadikim, they're all righteous. La'olam yirshu aretz. They will definitely, certainly inherit the land, referring to olam haba. Netzar mata'ai, the plant, the watched plantings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was careful to grow. Ma'ase yadei lehispar, my creations that I am proud of. Hashem is proud of. So this is an interesting introduction. It's an interesting Mishnah to say that Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba. It kind of sounds like that everybody has a guaranteed reward, whether you work on it or whether you don't, whether you're a Rosh or whether you're a Tzaddik, and obviously that's not true. So there's different ways to understand what the Mishnah is trying to say. The Chafetz Chaim says a beautiful pshat. The Chafetz Chaim says that every person in Klal Yisrael has a chelek. A chelek in Olam Haba, a portion in Olam Haba. A chelek, that kind of language, that language is used often to mean like a plot of land, like a chelka. Chelkas hasadeh. So chelek means everybody has a piece of land. Everybody has a piece of real estate in Olam Haba. Now, getting a plat of land in the world to come by itself is not so helpful. It's a bare piece of land and not much you can do with it there. You sit there all by yourself. What do we have to do with that piece of land? We have to plant it, we have to develop it, we have to build on it, and we have to make a worthwhile investment out of the plot of land that's been designated for us. Only if we work on the plot of land that we've been given will we benefit from it. Having a chelik in the world to come, having a chelik in Olam Haba, it guarantees us the potential to create wonderful zchus and schar, and we can create beautiful things up there, but not without work. It requires our input. And that, Chafetz Chaim explains, is the end of the pasuk. That if we accomplish netzer matai, if we are planted, Nate's matai is that we plant it and we watch it and we grow it and we create something worthwhile out of it, then we will become Maisi Adel Hispar. At that point, we will be what Hashem is proud of. Hashem is proud of His creations. So Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba refers to our potential and refers to the ability every single person has to grow. Rav Volba would explain, based on Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitz Zatzal, his Rebbe, the Mashgiach of Mir Yeshiva, that having a portion in Olam Haba is not referring to after someone dies. It means right now. A person can live as a ben olam haba immediately in this world. How do you live as a ben olam haba in this world? We say in Shabbos davening, "Ve'ein zulascha malkeinu l'chayei ha'olam haba." In the life of olam haba, there is nothing but Hashem, and that's how a person can live chayei olam haba. A person can live a life of olam haba in this world as well. The more we trivialize everything else in our life and exclusively live to serve Hashem, the more we enter into the beauty and enjoyment and pleasure and enlightenment and uplifting life that it is to live in Olam Haba. And every single person in Klal Yisrael has that key to that ability. We have a chelik in Olam Haba. We have the ability to live a life of Olam Haba. We can choose to make the most of it. We can choose to create a value system which makes serving Hashem the most precious thing in the world to us. Now the first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos begins, famously, Moshe kibul Torah miSinai masar liYeshua. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai and transmitted it to Yeshua. Pirkei Avos begins with the chain of Mesira, according to many Mefarshim, to demonstrate that all the Musarim and Halachas have derech eretz and proper conduct, the refined character traits, the elevated values, all those things that are mentioned in Pirkei Avos, were all taught to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, no less than all the mitzvahs of the Torah. They're equally part of the Torah and as indispensable to keeping Torah and being an Oved Hashem as keeping all the mitzvahs of the Torah are. And that's why we say that everything you're about to learn is part of what Moshe Rabbeinu received in Har Sinai. The term Sinai here obviously refers to Hashem, whose Shekhinah resided in Har Sinai. It is interesting, though, that we refer to the chain of Messiah as starting with Sinai rather than just saying it started from Hashem. Perhaps here, too, we are hinting at the fact that the Torah itself begins with humility, as it was only given on a low mountain to demonstrate the importance of Midas Tivus in order to accept and to learn the Torah.